Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Aloha, America. Welcome to the show here. It is Tuesday, October 13th, 2010, and if memory serves me correctly, this was the day when, according to this former NATO commander's recent book, today's the day the aliens were supposed to show up and hover over our cities and scare us all into believing and supporting the one world government. Well, it is only just morning out here in Hawaii, but for most of the rest of the world, the 13th has come and gone, and the aliens just done stood us up. If that's one thing I can't stand in an extraterrestrial. If they cannot keep their commitments, we should just not do business with them at all here. All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Manny's in the control room. Actually, Chris is in the control room. Manny will be coming in shortly here. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We've got a lot of stuff here to talk about. Now, obviously, if you're tuned into the corporate media, they're totally focused on the rescue of the Chilean miners and the drama, and they've got timers running, and they've got all these experts lined up for interview and commentary while they're waiting for each miner to come out there. They just had, you know, Blaine, the illusionist, on there saying, yes, it's, when you're dangling on a cable, it can be terrifying in a hole, and blah, blah, blah. And they're basically milking this for all the drama that they can. Now, don't get me wrong. I am delighted that they got these guys out. And salute to the engineers who put it all together to get this thing down there and pull these guys out one at a time. But I think it would have been perfectly fine when once it was all over, say, we got them out, this many came, made it, this many didn't, end of story. They're turning this into this media circus. They got flags draped all over, and they've got cameras on the families, and they're milking it for everything that they can. And like I said, I'm delighted that these miners got out. Okay. But it doesn't affect our lives. It's just more tabloid sensationalism. It doesn't affect our lives. It doesn't even affect the lives of that many people down in Chile. It certainly doesn't affect us here in the United States of America. And while the media is totally focused on the rescue of the Chilean miners, they are not reporting on things to you which do affect American lives and affect all of us. And, of course, I'm talking about the growing foreclosure gate scandal. Every time you think that we have plumbed the depths of depravity of our financial and governmental institutions, and then something like this happens, and everybody is starting to react to it, we now have all 50 states. First it was 49. Alabama, for some reason, was holding out and saying, no, we don't want to upset the bankers. But they've signed on. All 50 states are launching probes into the foreclosure disaster that has been visited upon the heads of Americans by the money addicts of Wall Street. And the more they dig, the worse it gets. And here is the short version of the message. A large number of people who have lost their homes, have their homes taken from them, may not have deserved to have that done to them. They were not in arrears on their payments. The mortgages were fraudulent and the foreclosure papers counterfeit. The process was abused and sidetracked and bypassed with the willing complicity of the federal government to take homes away from people who really should have been allowed to stay in them. Remember when Obama was talking about, we've got a mortgage home loan modification program and we're going to get the banks to just work with you to keep you in your home? And it didn't happen. Because it was set up so that the banks could make more money grabbing your homes, and they went on a feeding frenzy. I don't know if you like watch Jacques Cousteau or Dr. Robert Ballard, and they go down there, or Shark Week on Discovery Channel, and they get a bunch of sharks down there, and they throw in a little bit of meat, and the sharks go into such a frenzy they start biting each other. Well, that's what happened in the mortgage banking industry. They threw in this little bit of meat saying, go ahead and we'll give you more money if you take the homes than if you let people stay in them. And the sharks just went to town. And now it's unraveling. And this is probably going to be the biggest financial scandal in the nation's entire history. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Foreclosure Gate. This is a huge, huge, growing story. You've got to dig in and find this for yourself, because right now every bank in America is calling every one of their depositors or somebody who's got a loan who works in the media and saying, don't cover this story. This is the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on the American people, and it's just going to get uglier and uglier. Now, basically, we've got, because of the hue and outcry that's building from this thing, people are calling their state and local governments and saying, you got to fix this. You let it happen, you fix it, or else. And there are now investigations in all 50 states, criminal investigations by the attorneys generals, looking into the banks and mortgage industries to find out if they were making false statements on the foreclosure proceedings, if they were preparing documents improperly, as we were talking about yesterday. There are companies out there with a price list to counterfeit documents for foreclosure. If you don't actually have the paperwork, you go to one of these companies and you give them a bunch of money, and they'll give you a set of documents that you can put into the file and say, see, I have all the paperwork, give me the property. Now, according to one of the lawyers who is trying to organize a class action suit on this whole situation, they've been going in and documenting this thing since this whole foreclosure circus began. The foreclosure business is the only growth industry in this country, and it is responsible for creating a lot of new jobs, which I'm sure somebody's going to point to and say, well, see, it's not all bad. We gave people work. We gave people well-paid, well, they actually weren't even well-paying jobs. We gave people minimum wage jobs going out and taking homes from people who really should have been allowed to stay in there. And apparently, according to this one lawyer, who went out and actually started looking at the bona fides of these people processing the foreclosures, and he found ex-hairstylists, people from Walmart, the floor workers, the guys who walk around saying, "Hi, have you found everything you need today?" And they basically just put him in an office and said, "You're now a foreclosure expert." No training, no formal education whatsoever. Lawyer down in Florida is saying, that's it. They just grabbed anybody who needed a job, put them at a desk and say, "Look, fill out these forms and send them on through." It was just a scam and a business. Now, there are depositions, taken from some of these employees in this lawsuit. These workers who came from Walmart and hairstylists and companies that went out of business and assembly line workers and stuff said they didn't even know what a mortgage really was. They didn't understand most of the words in the affidavit. Some didn't even understand what the word affidavit actually means. They just sat there by rote filling these things out. Several admitted they knew they were lying when they signed the foreclosure affidavits, and that they actually, you know, they knew they were committing document fraud. They know it. They know they're lying to take your homes. It gets even better. This thing is a horrendous mess. And a lot of it centers on something called the Mortgage Electronic Registration System. You see, when the Wall Street bozos got into this idea of bundling mortgages for mortgage-backed securities and structured finance and all the rest of this stuff, they ran into a little bit of a problem. And that is that every time a mortgage is transferred from one financial institution to another, there had to be a paper trail, which involved the payment of legal fees. Now, during this whole heyday of mortgage-backed securities, mortgages were being transferred 5, 10, maybe even 20 times, with huge legal fees along the way. So to get around the fees, Wall Street, the bankers, the mortgage companies, all subscribe to a system called the Mortgage Electronic Registration System. It's basically a big computer sitting in an office. This corporation, it's a legal corporation, which means it's legally isolated from the bankers and the mortgage holders and everything, has no employees, no staff. The people who run it have jobs at the financial industry. And they, you know, this is not really a business. It's just a bunch of computers and a registration. And what they did is all the mortgages in America, or most of them, were transferred into the ownership of this corporation, the Mortgage Electronic Registration System. And from then on, the mortgages could get passed around without paying any legal fees because technically they were all still owned by this joint holding company, the Mortgage Electronic Registration System. Well, once you don't have a fee and a paperwork requirement on the shifting of mortgages, they just started going everywhere. Because all it took was a few keystrokes, and they just went everywhere. And there is no outside record of assignment outside of this computer system that is, you know, privately owned by the banks and mortgage companies. Now, get this. This was not approved by any level of government, either federal or state. The bankers just said, "We're not going to comply with the reporting rules any longer. We're not going to comply with the mandated requirement of recording assignments the way it's defined in the law. We're just going to create this MERS. We're going to put all the mortgages in there, and then we can just play however we want. And it's none of the government's business what we're doing." Well, government never agreed to that. There is a strong case to be made that this whole mortgage electronic registration system may not be legal. It may be, in fact, a means for the big banks to evade taxes and regulatory filing fees. There might be a criminal case here as well. But here's the situation. It is because of the ease with which mortgages could be bandied around and bundled and shifted inside this MERS, nobody knows where a lot of these mortgages are. And this is what created the need for companies to come up and say, "Well, we'll fake the documents for you so that you can go take the house." And we've got people admitting who work on this that they're typing this mortgage information into this mortgage electronic registration system. They are not checking it, which means somebody could sit down at a computer and say, "You know, I've always liked that house over on Elm Street. I'm going to type in that there's a mortgage on there and it's 3 months behind." And it goes into the computer system, and the people who are searching for mortgage opportunities, they'll say, "Oh, that house on Elm Street is up for grabs. and the process to foreclose starts, and nobody's checking all the way along. There is no way to actually know for sure, based on the bank's records, whether homes are paid for or not. We know they've been foreclosing on homes that don't even have mortgages at all, let alone the issue of whether they're delinquent or not. This is a huge scandal. This affects your life. This affects America. This affects our entire real estate-based economy. But the media is going to make sure that you are spending in fact, the headline right now, Trapped Minor Rescue, Awaiting Rescue of 21st Minor, and the little clock going tick, 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 tick as they go to the commercial break. I'm happy they got the miners out. Doesn't affect my life. This does. The equity that Americans still own in their homes is up for grabs to the bank. You can pay your home off 90%. And you miss three payments and the banks will take it. And they get to decide what the equity is. Well, property values are really down. I'm sorry, you don't actually have any equity in the home. I'm sorry, I'm using the wrong laugh for that. The banker's laugh is... That's the banker's laugh. Snidely whiplash. Yeah, ah, and all the rest of that stuff. And they deserve that image, and they deserve that reputation. So this mortgage electronic registration system, that is the keeper of the keys to most of the mortgages in the country, including now we're finding out commercial mortgages. Shopping malls, gas stations, convenience stores are all in this mess as well. And nobody knows where any of it's gone. We have more and more judges who are throwing foreclosure cases out of court saying, look, if you can't show that you have the actual mortgage, then you don't have standing to foreclose on people. Now, Obama and the Congress went through this little exercise a couple of weeks ago called HR, I think it was 3808, that was a bill that sailed through Congress without any debate whatsoever that said that the banks and mortgage companies could foreclose on your home even if they didn't have all the paperwork. And Obama stood up and said, I'm going to veto that just in front of the election so that you know I'm really on your side. And most people recognized it for what it was. It was an election season political ploy because it was a terrible law. It would have failed a constitutional challenge. It would have failed a legal procedural challenge. And nobody debated it because they knew it was passed in order to give the president something to veto to show that he's really butch ahead of the election. Now, let's talk about the reality of the attitude toward this disaster in Washington, D.C. And we have an article linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, Pelosi on the homeless and foreclosed. And basically what we're seeing, for all the talk to the press about, oh, it's a terrible, terrible situation, our government leaders are basically staying mum about it. Obama, the White House, has already indicated they are opposed to the idea of a moratorium on foreclosures. That's the reality. Vetoing H.R. 3808 is an election season ploy for publicity. The reality is Obama is opposed to a mortgage. And he himself has been burned by some of these robo-signer operations going up there. Okay? Now, the reality is, you know, Obama's saying, you know, there's no precedent for this. The government can't go in and just stop foreclosures. Yeah, actually, they can. There was a law passed in 1935 called the Frazier-Lemke Act that did precisely that. Hold off the foreclosures until Americans can get their feet back under them. But Obama isn't interested in that. Pelosi isn't interested in that. You think Pelosi became worth $500 million taking care of ordinary people? Pelosi became rich taking care of the rich. And the reality is, for all the talking, remember when Pelosi first got the speakership and she was saying, well, we're going to do pay-as-you-go, and we're not going to do the things that our previous administrations did, and then promptly ran up $20 trillion in debt to shower money all over Wall Street. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we got a caller waiting on the line. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Aloha.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about foreclosure gate. And about, I think, starting a year ago, I said the image of America, the iconic image of America at the dawn of the 21st century, is going to be a bunch of homeless people camped out on the street in front of a boarded up and foreclosed mansion. And it's happening. It is estimated there are 15,000 homeless people in San Francisco right now. There are more than 30,000 vacant housing units in San Francisco. In other words, there is more than enough housing for everybody to have a roof over their head, especially as we go into what looks like to be a brutal cold winter. But the people are out on the street because the bankers make more money doing that. The bankers are not on your side. The bankers are out to make the bankers richer. Just stop and think about it for a minute. When the country was started, the government made its own money, spent it in circulation. It worked through the economy for all the people, and the government took it back in taxes, and the cycle began again. Then a bunch of greedy, money-addicted bastard bankers come in, and they bribe Congress to create a private central bank in charge of America's money supply. And so now the government borrows the money from the private central bank at interest, spends it into circulation, it goes through the economy, it comes back as taxes, and the taxes have to be higher now because now there's interest on the money that was borrowed from the private central bank. And the government gives it back to the bank including the interest, and starts the cycle all over again. Now, from the point of view of those of us out here in the real world, there's no real difference. We cannot see why there is an advantage to the private bankers issuing the public currency at interest as opposed to the government issuing the public currency interest-free. It obviously makes sense that the system that was in place when this government, when this nation was created, has advantages for the ordinary people. There is no reason for a private central bank to exist other than to milk the nation for unearned, undeserved wealth. And it's only because we've had Congresses willing to sell us into bondage to the bankers that we're in this mess. Like I said, it's money addiction. These people already have more money than any normal human could spend in a lifetime, and it's not enough. I gotta have more. I gotta have my another fix. Please shoot those $100 bills right into my artery here. We're gonna go to the phones. Brian in Georgia. Aloha, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brian, Matt, great show as always.
Thank you.
I was just gonna say that anybody who's facing foreclosure is underwater in their mortgage. If they ever get to court, the first thing they should demand to get into the record and get into evidence is the original unaltered promissory note. Because, and I bet you in 10 out of 10 cases, the lender will not be able to produce it, because that's what they use. They turn that promissory note into a negotiable instrument to get the money to, you know, fund your home loan or your credit line or whatever. Mm-hmm. Most people, you know, like you've said before, most people think that there's a big vault, you know, down at the bank, and it's this money that the banker's own money that they're lending you, but it's not. It's your indentured servitude for the next 15 or 30 years is what is funding your house mortgage.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the word mortgage comes from two root words, mort, meaning death, and gage, meaning a pledge. It is a promise to work your entire life to have this home to live in. And if you take out your mortgage and you calculate the total of all the payments versus what the original cost of the house was, you will realize the banks get five times as much money from you as the original builder and seller of the house did. What kind of a deal is that, huh? And, you know, I mean, the people
who
built...
I remember.
Go ahead.
I can remember some closings I've been in where, you know, the HUD 1 disclosure statement would show here's what your house, you know, here's what your, the amount you're financing, and here's what you're going to have paid out at the end of 30 years, you know, so, you know, right there, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I mean, the guy who owned the property and built the house and everything, you understand he should be compensated for that. But then the banks sit and get five times as much money for doing nothing but printing up a bunch of pretty paper or typing it into a computer that says you have permission. The lords have allowed you to live in this house in exchange for 30 years of labor. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
We're, you know, we're so brainwashed with this idea that we're a free people, and we aren't, not anymore. Not the way we were when this country was started. We are slaves to the bank, and we were sold into slavery by the Congress of 1913 and President Woodrow Wilson.
Absolutely. Well, I hope if there's one positive thing that comes out of it, you know, historically the local, you know, the president of the local bank has always been viewed as the pillar of the community, and I hope now they'll be viewed as the rapacious vultures that they really are.
Well, you know, it's rather interesting because from a sociology point of view, if you look at the way towns and villages are organized, you'll see who's the real controlling dominant influence. You know, if you look at like the low medieval period, the towns were always centered on the church because back then it was a theocracy, and the priests ruled with an iron fist, and anybody who didn't agree with them, they'd set fire to. And then over time, as commerce began, the agrarian society and the beginnings of early industrialization, the church sort of moved off to one side, and that marketplace became the center of the town. And now if you look at most towns, I mean, the banks are in the center of town, and the churches are kind of outlying. In fact, the banks are closer to the center of the town than the civil buildings. And that really tells you who's in charge. We got to take a break here. Thanks for the call, Brian. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about foreclosure gate, and I want to read you a quote. And this is by President Woodrow Wilson. This is a quote confirmed from 6 years after he signed the Federal Reserve Act. I am a most unhappy man. I have unwittingly ruined my country. A great industrial nation is now controlled by its system of credit. We are no longer a government by free opinion, no longer a government by conviction and with the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of a small group of dominant men. Woodrow Wilson, 1919. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Adam in Florida. Aloha, Adam. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, good afternoon, guys. Very great show. I enjoy it very much. Just a new-time listener. Listen, I understand about all the mortgage fraud that's going on, and I understand the Federal Reserve System and how we're, the money system is corrupt. But, there wasn't really ever a time where if just an average Joe Schmo wanted to buy a house, let's say, 100 years ago, and the house was $20,000, but if you only made $2,000 a year, you still had to borrow money, and you were still kind of, you were still indebted for 30 years, my parents, their parents. So in that respect...
Well, wait a minute. I'm not saying that, getting the assistance of a bank to get a home is automatically bad, but there are abuses to the system, and that's what we're talking about. I mean, when this country was started, and the government issued the currency... you know, people were prosperous. I mean, remember, that's what Ben Franklin reported to London when he was the colony's ambassador to Great Britain. And he saw all the poverty and massive unemployment in London. And if you've read the books of Charles Dickens, you know what I'm talking about here. Right. And when the people in the court of King George III asked him, well, what are the colonies doing about their poor and unemployed? And Franklin said, we don't have any. The government issues its own money. There's enough money for everybody to be earning good money and, you know, and living their own homes and having a good time. And, of course, the Bank of England said, we can't have that. We can't have a rich populace free of the chains of a banking system. And so King George passed the Currency Act. The Currency Act triggered the revolution. The revolution triggered a nation where the government issued the currency. And it was great for the American people until we started getting these central banks. And that is the problem. Now, there have been times in our history where people could just get homes very, very inexpensively. But you need to understand something. It is that process of mortgage and compound interest and, you know, and ruinous degrees of indebtedness that drives property prices up. The goal of the bankers and indeed of government itself is that you have to work your entire life for that home. Because if you could buy a home for $5,000 and pay it off in a couple of years, then the banks are going to say, well, geez, he's free and clear. How can we possibly get him on the hook again? The goal of the banks is to keep the housing costs up there. And so maybe, hang on. I want to make a point here. You say, well, we always have to borrow money from the banks to buy a home. Yeah. But what if, the banks are driving the housing prices up to increase the amount of debt and to increase their profit on our backs? And that we cannot agree with or support.
What's keeping you in slavery, right? Your parents could have bought a home for 2 or 3% and it was $10,000.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Goodbye. Obvious banker here. Okay, here's the reality. We always talk, our entire economy for decades has been based on this idea that it doesn't matter how much interest you pay to the banks because you'll get it back down the road when you sell your house for its new inflated value and you will get all that money back from the next buyer. Obviously, that was a pyramid scam and it fell apart. Remember, from the banker's point of view, they don't want cheap housing. They want housing to be so expensive you can just barely get in there and you spend your entire lives working for them to live in the house. Okay? So when they talk about your real estate prices being driven up and down, the banks are trying to drive it up. So are the governments. Remember, your property taxes are based on the value of the home you live in. If the home you live in is only worth a few $1,000, your property taxes go down. So the government and the banks together want property prices to be so high that you have to work your entire life for a place to live in. Again, they've brought back feudalism, serfdom. Okay, and the bankers are going to be calling into shows like this to try and say, oh, look, it's always been this way, and we should just go along with it. No, it isn't. I mean, remember the Homestead Act, when the Louisiana Purchase, they gave the land away for free. Go out there, settle it, build, have for free. When the Europeans came to the United States, or what would soon be the United States, yeah, they had to displace the Native Americans, and that was a tragedy there. But there was a lot of free land, and people just built. Okay, this idea that we must work our entire lives away for a home to live in is an artificial creation of the banking industry. And the banking industry works to keep high prices up as much as possible so that you will have to be in debt for your entire life to the bank. Remember that wonderful clip from the International. The essence of banking is to plunge everybody into permanent debt. The Federal Reserve designed and implemented and imposed on Americans against their will a system where once you were in debt to the Federal Reserve system, you can never get out because the debt, by design, always exceeds the available money supply. It's not a system that works for ordinary American people. And there's no amount of call-ins to show by obvious, you know, propagandists for the banking industry that says, yeah, this is the way it's always been. No, it isn't. It's the way it always is when you have a private bank in charge of the economy of a nation. But it's not the way it's always been. Homes have, in the past, represented a much smaller part of the total earning capacity and wealth of the average American. When there was an alternative to bank-issued notes, it was possible to live your life without having to go to a bank. It was possible to simply say, I don't need to live in a city. I don't need to live in the suburbs. There's plenty of wild land out there where you could go and, you know, I'm old enough to remember where you could buy a couple of acres of New Hampshire woodland for a couple of $1,000s. You know, and that was fairly easy to come by if you were a hardworking person. And once you bought the lot, you could knock the trees down and build your own home, and that was it. It was free and clear. You could do it all without having to go through the bank. I've got family who did precisely that. Go way up in the White Mountains where the land was incredibly cheap, buy it out of their savings, money they had stuffed under the mattress, then cut down the trees and build themselves a house. And they didn't need to do a mortgage to do it. So this idea that this is the way it's supposed to be is nonsense. It's the way the banks want it to be, so that you will buy a $100,000 house and over the next 30 years pay $500,000 in interest to the bankers. And all they did to get that $500,000 from you was run the printing presses to print up a stack of these. And that's all they did for that $500,000. They ran the printing press. That's all they did. Okay, let's see. Dennis in Michigan. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I know I'm on an internet delay, but I assume your last caller was the guy that you called the banker guy, and he's got to look at mathematics, simple mathematics of compounding exponential interest. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dennis. Thank you very much for the phone call. And you absolutely are right. And you need to remember, in ancient times, compound interest was forbidden by virtually every religion. Islam still bans it. The Catholics used to ban it. The Templars got around that ban by calling it rent. And the ancient Romans understood that the practice of usury, as they called it back then, was destabilizing to an economy. And every 50 years, they would simply say, okay, it's Jubilee, all debts are erased, we're resetting the economy to start over. And it's only because of the influence of the Bank of England and these other Western-style banking systems that we are all held slaves to the bankers. The essence of banking is to keep us all slaves to debt. When they talk about a clash of civilizations, they talk about all these wars on the Arabs, what they're really talking about is a clash of banking systems. The Western-style Bank of England reserve system of compound interest and permanent debt enslavement for the people against the Islamic model of a loan plus a flat fee. And you will note that those nations who are using the Islamic banking system are not having the problems, the economic problems that we are in the West. If you love freedom, we're on the wrong side of this war. We're working and slaving away for the slavers, and our kids are dying to impose this form of slavery on the rest of the world. We're the bad guys this time. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. We've got John in Minnesota. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Has anybody called into you about that John Irish story yet?
Well, we talked about it a little bit last week, and there's a lot of conflicting information right now, and I'm trying to keep an eye on it. I mean, somebody was saying that now CPS is charged with abusing the child. Apparently, John Irish's father was on the radio the other night saying that yes, John Irish is abusive and violent, and it just seems like everybody's, you know, leaping in, and we don't have as clear a picture of this situation as I would like to think.
Well, just today he called into AJ's show, apparently because of all the media pressure, they were allowed a CPS-supervised visit with the child.
Mm-hmm.
And what he had mentioned on the phone today was, you know, the baby was not being very responsive and so on and so forth. So they decided to change the baby's diaper, and what they found was blood in the baby's private area.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
Oh, man. I hope they documented that. I mean, there was a CPS supervisor there?
Well, John demanded that the sheriff, you know, come, because he knew that the sheriff was the highest authority. And apparently, at this point, or at least by the time the show ended, the baby was en route to a doctor that specializes in sexual abuse.
This is just getting really, really ugly. And, you know, obviously our concern is first and foremost for the baby here. But, you know, this is an ugly, ugly situation. As new stuff comes up, would you please send it in to me? Because we are keeping an eye on it, and we're just trying to figure out exactly where reality lies here. I had heard the story about the abuse. If the sheriff backs that up, if the sheriff is willing to go public and say, yeah, when they changed the diaper, there was blood there, I mean, this is just going to get really ugly.
It's a total nightmare. Thanks.
It is. It is. I can't imagine. Now, and again, I'm kind of one level abstracted. I am not lucky enough to have been a parent. I really wanted to be a daddy. I wanted to have a little kid to spoil rotten and say, here, let's build model rockets and stuff. And it didn't happen. My first wife got an abortion behind my back, and a man can't have an experience like that remain entirely cheerful, which is one of the reasons I'm on my second wife, who more than makes up for the first one, I might add. To have your kid taken away by the state, I think that's a real ugly situation. And now to find out that maybe the child may have been placed in greater risk of harm. And we know, you know, there's this huge problem with child abuse in various institutions. Remember the Franklin scandal? Boys Town was caught up in that whole mess. The clergy pedophilia epidemic, and I use that word deliberately. There's some very sick people out there. You know something? We were joking the other day about the government putting tranquilizers in the water to keep us from getting angry. I wonder if a side effect of this tranquilizer they're using is we get really strange sexual appetites. You know, thank goodness I'm immune. I don't drink tap water. I drink scotch, and that's why I'm still angry and basically focused on my wife here. Thanks a lot for the call, John. That is a very ugly situation. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because there's another story here that I wanted to get, you know, I was going to get down to it a little bit later today, but this seems like a good time to do it. There's a judge, senior judge, Jack T. Camp. There's a name you ought to be keeping an eye out for right now. It's a federal judge, has seniority, gets a lighter workload because, well, he's the big kahuna on the bench. He's been there forever, and he's got a reputation for handing out really stiff sentences for drug cases. Got caught with a joint, 20 years, take him away. And he's been busted for buying drugs for his prostitute stripper girlfriend. Apparently he was carrying an unregistered gun when it happened. I mean, you know, this is how insane life in the United States is right now. You've got this judge. He's married. He's got two kids. And, you know, 6 months ago, he stops by a stripper bar and he gets a lap dance. And apparently he falls in love with the lap dancer. And goes back and she, whatever it is, lap dancers do again, and they get involved, and he starts having sex and drugs with her, and parties, and finally goes out with her to buy drugs for her. What he doesn't know is this prostitute stripper has already been arrested, and she rolled him over. So, boy, here comes the judge. What can I tell you? And so, if this thing with New Hampshire's CPS, and being an old New Hampshireman, I'm a little chagrined because I have positive memories of the place for the most part. But if this is true, and you know, we saw a lot of abuses in the so-called child protection system back during the 1990s, during the heyday of militant male-bash feminism. A lot of abuses of the case. A lot of children taken away from fathers that shouldn't have been, wound up in far worse circumstances than if they'd just been left alone. But remember, these child protective services, they get money every time they take a child away from a home. If they don't take kids away from the home, they don't have a budget. Oh, let's grab this kid. See, we need a budget. We've got this kid we're taking care of. And child protective services, like the church, is likely to attract child sexual predators. Because, you know, who would ever think that a clergyman is going to be abusing children? And who would ever think that somebody working for child protective services is going to be abusing children? You've got that instant respectability and deniability and that how dare you accuse us thing going on there. So I hope it's not true, but I'm glad they had a witness in the sheriff. You know, if that came out, and if somebody inside CPS abused that baby, CPS has to be shredded. Not just fired, not just torn down, drop it in the shredder completely. This whole for the children thing has gone far enough here. All right, I want to skip back up here and talk about politics. Yesterday we were talking about a new poll that shows not only is the House more than likely going to go into Republican control next month, banning massive vote fraud, But now the Senate's up for grabs. The Senate is 50-50. And I said, you watch the GOP. They're going to smell blood in the water, and they're going to go for it. And so today we've got Sessions and Cornyn who are coming out and saying that, yeah, they think they can take the Senate. They think they can take complete control of the Senate. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Republican control of Congress is going to be a good thing, because the Republicans were in control of Congress when we got sold down the river to Wall Street under the Bush presidency. But absent revolution, taking the Congress away from Obama is about the only peaceful way we have to express our displeasure with him at this particular point in time. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to hit one more thing before we move on from foreclosure gate and bank gate. What we're dealing with here is a betrayal of the American people by the federal government. Because what we're seeing here is a repeat of the same thing that we saw when Bernie made off with the loot, screwed his investors for $65 billion over 12 years while the Securities Exchange Commission basically sat on their rear, you know, whacking off to internet porn on their taxpayer-funded computers. Same thing with the Gulf oil disaster. And I note they've just ended the moratorium on deep ocean drilling. And they've said, well, we've got safeguards in place now to make sure that that will never happen again. Well, we had safeguards in place before that were not being enforced. The government can declare all the safeguards it wants, and it does every time just there's an election coming up. We're putting safeguards in place. And then when there's a disaster, you find out the safeguards were being ignored and bypassed. And that happened with the Minerals Management Service. The reason we got into this mortgage-backed securities economic meltdown was because the government threw out the safeguard of Glass-Steagall. Glass-Steagall was passed in the wake of the crash of 29 and the mortgage land disaster back then, and said we got to keep the banks and investment companies out of each other's business because the opportunities and temptations for reckless speculation are simply too great. Congress in 1999 repealed Glass-Steagall, and look where we are right now. So everything that has happened with this mortgage electronic registration system or record system, this MERS, and all these abuses and the bypassing of the regulatory requirements for transferring titles, it's been done because the federal government let it happen. The federal government's first duty is to take care of the United States of America and its people. And it is failing. It is absolutely failing. Our country roads are going back to gravel and dirt. Our bridges are collapsing. The flood control won't work. The electrical and communication infrastructure is becoming very unreliable. We're mired in these stupid wars on the other side of the planet, killing brown people for nobody really knows what the real agenda is. And, of course, we're showering billions and billions of tax dollars all over Israel. But this country is not being taken care of, and this mortgage disaster is the reason. Benito Mussolini said that fascism ought to be more correctly called corporatism, because it is when the agents of government and the agents of big business align together against ordinary, the general population, ordinary people, workers, taxpayers, whatever. That's where we are. The federal government is supposed to be voted for and paid taxes by the people to take care of the country. And here we see a clear indication of the federal government siding with Wall Street and the bankers. They're talking about a second round of quantitative easing. And this, you know, this mortgage, this foreclosure gate. Even today, we can't get the White House to support the idea of a national moratorium on foreclosures until this Gordian knot of paperwork can be solved. And it might not even be solved. There, something dramatic might have to be done. From the point of view of the bankers, the something dramatic is to, well, we'll say the banks already own all the homes and you have to start buying them again. I'm sure that's what their idea of an ideal solution is going to be. But it is a huge mess, and the government is lax in letting it happen, remiss in dealing with it. Everything that's going on, that bad in this country, from the Gulf explosion to bridges collapsing to this foreclosure gate, happened because the government that is supposed to keep an eye on these things didn't. They're too busy sucking up to Israel to be concerned about the American people. Who cares what you want? We'll be right back in a minute.